one of the biggest stories of the NFL offseason was Russell Wilson, whether or not he would sign a contract. Everybody knows that he was up for a contract. Actually, the contract that he has is set to expire after this upcoming NFL season. Because Russell Wilson had been a third-round selection of the Seattle Seahawks, up to date, the Seahawks had actually only paid Russell Wilson $2.1 million. That changed this past Thursday when Russell Wilson hit a lick. Russell Wilson signed a four-year contract extension worth $87 million, $60 million guaranteed. There was a lot of debate, a lot of detractors about whether or not he should or should not have gotten that contract. Beasley, I'll start right there with you, man. What did you think of the contract that Russell Wilson received from the Seahawks?
I think it was well deserved, because how much my man from Miami got, Ryan Tannehill? Didn't he get more? Like, as far as
he got less. He got $100 million too. Yeah, he got less than Russell. Russell is now a top five. He's a top five. If you average it out, it's like a little less than $22 million. And if I'm not mistaken, he is the second highest paid behind Mr. Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, look, man got two straight Super Bowl appearances with a Super Bowl win on top of that. It's not really surprising. I'm not like, oh, my God, he got overpaid or anything like that. I mean, it was expected. Just from what he was able to accomplish as a quarterback over the past three seasons. I mean, he came in as a third string, beat out the second and first string quarterback for the starting job. And, I mean, Seattle hasn't turned back to then. So, you know, I mean, and of course, people are going to credit and say, oh, it's because he had the Legion of Boom, you know, that defense, that monster defense. But, you know, he still was able to manage the game and make the right plays at the right time besides that interception. But that's neither here or there. But, you know, it's expected. I mean, it wasn't like huge news for me. It was just like, oh, okay, congratulations. He deserved it. You know, he's been putting in work. He's proven that he studied the playbook. He's dedicated to his craft. So, you know, I can see him still earning that paycheck, and Seattle can possibly still be in the running to make that run to the NFC Championship at least again.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. That's a very good point. What about you, FIFO, man? What did you think about the contract that Russell Wilson received?
It was well deserved. He earned it. And look, let's not kid ourselves. Every year, somebody else is going to be paid higher than somebody else, because salaries only go up. They don't go down. They haven't gone down. So, you know, just because he gets paid more than Aaron Rodgers, when was Aaron Rodgers' deal done? You know what I'm saying? That's right.
It was done under the old agreement. So he's going to be up, I think, in 2 years for another contract.
And do you think he's going to get paid more than Russell then? I almost guarantee it. So, you know, it is what it is, man. Russell Wilson, he earned that. Everything that B said, you know, he came into his rookie year being a third-string quarterback. He earned to be a starter, and he's proven why he has been a starter. And the thing is that you don't pay every quarterback for the same thing. What you're paying Russell Wilson for is for his headiness, for not turning the ball over. You're not paying him to, you know, have 5,000 yards and 40 touchdowns. That's not what you're paying Russell Wilson for. Now, can he do that? Maybe. He just hasn't had the weapons. So, you know, I think this is going to be a very telling year now that he has somebody like Jimmy Graham that, you know, he has a weapon. He hasn't had a weapon in the passing game. So we really – I think that a lot of his numbers have been skewed because he's played within an offensive system that has been run first because they haven't had that talent on the outside or a talented tight end. So, you know, at the end of the day, it was well-deserved, and I think that the best is – in front of him. It isn't behind him. And this man in the last 3 years has been in two Super Bowls. So, man, he's a baller and, again, well-deserved. And honestly, he's probably underpaid for what he brings to that franchise.
No doubt. What about you, Ken? What were your thoughts on Russell Wilson's mega deal?
Look,
Andy Dalton got paid, so Russell might as well get paid.
Hey, don't mention Andy
Dalton.
And
you know what, B?
That's Ken's boy.
And B, that's exactly what I was going to say. I'm going to stick to the reasons why I was okay with Dalton's contract, because it's hard to find quarterbacks that can win, that has a winning record. Russell Wilson has taken it beyond with Dalton. Dalton has managed to get to the playoffs. He's faltered in the playoffs, but prior to Dalton taking over that team, they didn't get to the playoffs. He's won more games than Carson Palmer, et cetera, et cetera. Russell Wilson has not only taken his team to the playoffs, but he's taken them to the Super Bowl. And if you're going to give a guy like Dalton money because he's able to sustain a certain level of winning, regardless of the factors around him, the receivers, the defense that people want to point out, in Dalton's case, they also want to point out, myself included, in Wilson's case. But the fact is, and people's right, Wilson's head, the decisions he makes on the field, is how they were able to get as far as they were able to get to. You look at the rest of the NFL playing field in terms of that position, how many quarterbacks have been able to do that and do the things that he has done in such a short amount of time? So if you got a guy that has not only been successful in the regular season, but in the postseason as well, why not pay him? Tony Romo hasn't done anything in the postseason. He just won his first game. And he lucked up and won that because of a bootleg-ass call. So if you're going to run around and people are going to tout Tony Romo, this, that, and the other, and Tony Romo could barely get to the playoffs, Tony Romo could get to the playoffs, and much like the people like to point about Dalton, he would lose too. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is Russell can do that, and not only do that, but succeed, and not only succeed, but win a Super Bowl, and should have won a second Super Bowl if it wasn't for a call. Come on, man. You got to roll the dice and give him that money and just you're not going to find another guy. So might as well pay him and see what's up, man. The man earned his money. Now, I think the issue is all these people jumping on Russell Wilson about future child. You know, this Hubgate is ridiculous. You know, he don't deserve that, you know. But yeah, man, I think, you know, he don't deserve that, but he deserved that contract. I know that. So, yeah, man, let's see what he do from here. And he has to go out and earn it. But I think, and I can say that up to this point, he has earned it, because there are a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL that hasn't made it to two Super Bowls.
And that's getting a lot of bread too.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I got to agree with everybody, man. I think, and I've said this a long time ago, I think the quarterback position is the most important position, and you have to pay it as such. And the market, it really is what the market has commanded for Russell Wilson to make this kind of money. He's getting more than Cam. He's getting more than Andy Dalton. He's getting more than Tannehill, and rightfully so. And I think, honestly, If the four of us were sitting in a room with Russell Wilson and there was no cameras, no tape recording devices, I think Russell Wilson with a straight face would tell us that he thinks he's the best quarterback in the league. I honestly believe that. And I think he's that kind of competitor. Is he the best quarterback in the league? No, I don't think so. But I think he would say that. And I'm pretty sure he went to he and his agent and his team, they went to the Seattle Brass and they pitched it as such. And they said, well, look, you guys – need to pay him like he's one of the best, because he is. And I think, you know, I think I'm happy for him, because what I didn't want to happen was for this to drag out during the season or what have you. And sometimes this kind of stuff can become a distraction. Now, one other question I wanted to throw, and I caught some flack about this the other day when we were talking about it on Twitter. Somebody mentioned that Russell Wilson, I think, has 5 or 6 throughout his whole career, has only thrown for like 300 yards 5 or 6 times. Does anybody, and anybody can answer this, does anybody have an issue with that? The fact that he's different from Brady, where in they don't, or Manning, where they don't say, okay, hey, Russell Wilson, we need you to throw 4 touchdowns, you know, 3 touchdowns, 300 yards, no picks for us to win he doesn't have to put up those kind of numbers every Sunday. Does anybody have a problem with the fact that he hasn't done that thus yet, and they're giving him this kind of money?
Yeah, no, it doesn't bother me. Oh, Go ahead, Ken.
Go ahead, Kimbo. I'll take it after.
No, it doesn't bother me because here's the thing, right? Like, if you want to compare him to Brady, wasn't putting up 300, 400 yard games his third season and being requested to win the game and be that guy like that. No, Brady was brought along. The only guy that I've seen in my career, and as long as I've been watching football, to be like that, the two people is Andrew Luck and Peyton Manning. Like, here you go. Okay. Tucky team, do what you do. You know what I'm saying? Tom Brady was brought along. He sat behind Drew Bledsoe. Let's not forget that. You know what I'm saying? And then when he got in there, it's not like he just super balled out like day one. No, you saw it, but this guy wasn't Dan Marino. So, you know, look. You know what you're getting with Russell Wilson. And the thing is that with young players, that's why I said always pay the young guys, because you're paying for potential. Russell can still get better. Tom Brady is what he is. He's a great quarterback. Is he getting better? No, he is what he is. Russell Wilson is still getting better. Russell Wilson still has not played with any type of talent. And, you know, the way that they're built, he doesn't have to do that. So, to me, that's not an issue. That's not an issue. They've surrounded him. Look at Ben Roethlisberger. His first couple years, they didn't ask him to do that. He had a great defense. He had a good run game. You know what I'm saying? And that's how you break in young quarterbacks. Go ahead, Ken.
And as a guy on the show who's often I've been critical of Russell Wilson probably out of everybody on the show the most, right? And that was one of the criticisms. Yeah. And that was one of the criticisms that I levied against Russell Wilson was the fact that he doesn't really throw for the big numbers. I don't have a problem with him getting this contract because watching him, I've seen when they need him to do something, he goes out and does it. When they need him to win a game, he goes out and does it. And he can do it a multitude of ways. He can do it with his legs or he can do it with his arm. And FIFO's, you know, opening statement about the contract, he stated that Russell Wilson has never really had anybody to throw to. And FIFO also stated that the way that offense is made up, he doesn't have to really throw it a lot because beast mode is running over people. So why throw it if you don't have to? But when Russell needs to make the throw, he can, and he will, and he has. Or if he needs to make a play, he can, and he will, and he has. You know, as we move forward, I think we'll see them open it up a little bit more. I would expect them to open up the offense a little bit more with Jimmy Graham there. You know, and if they don't, you know, I expect it. There's not a guarantee that it's going to happen. A lot of it depends on how well they're running the ball. And if you can run the ball like that, why? Look at Troy Aikman. When Troy Aikman had Emmitt Smith, he wasn't throwing the ball all over the field like that.
No,
it impacted Michael Irvin's numbers as well. They ran the ball, and they ran it down your throat, and they ran it effectively. But when they need to make plays through the air, they did that. And that's it. So I don't have a problem with it because the guy and that team with that defense and that running game and Russell Wilson's decision-making on the field, they have managed to go to two Super Bowls, and for all intents and purposes, they should have won the last one they played with the banged-up defense that everybody want to talk about. They were hurt, you know, but, you know, you step on the field, you play, whatever. But and it all came down to one play. But they were in the game, and they could have won it. He could have been, you know, 2-for-2. But and if you got a guy that could do that, I'm cool with it.
Let me throw out a question that somebody hit us up on Twitter with. That's too loud. The music's too loud. I got to turn that off. Someone on Twitter said, damn, I just lost the tweet. He said that basically that anybody with that kind of defense could win a Super Bowl. Do you buy into that narrative? He said Russell Wilson's overpaid. Anyone with that defense and a great running back can win a Super Bowl regardless of the quarterback.
No. And the reason why I say that is we have seen – there have been two examples where that argument could be true. The Ravens won one year.
Right.
with the game manager. And didn't the Giants win one year in the same way with the stout defense? Or the quarterback?
Well, the year that they won that Phil Simms got hurt, Phil Simms was balling, and Hostetler finished it for the year. That was in 1990. The other two Super Bowls were with Eli Manning.
Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay and the Ravens. Yeah, yeah. They managed to win two Super Bowls.
Game manager. I'll give you that.
Yeah, with the very stout defense and game managing quarterback. If I look and compare the two quarterbacks, the quarterbacks that you're looking at that were winning those games, I don't think they could do the things that Russell Wilson can do. You know, Russell Wilson has the game manager type, you know, elements of those quarterbacks because he's smart. He makes wise decisions. But when the play needs to be made, I'm not seeing Brad Johnson taking off on the field and running for 100 yards. I'm not seeing that at all. And I'm not – so I disagree with that statement because Russell Wilson makes plays. And you need guys that can make plays. When a play breaks down, Russell Wilson is making the play to extend the game. We've seen it numerous times over and over and over again. I don't know how many quarterbacks you can plug into that offense that are able to do that. If a play is dead, they're throwing the ball away and they're turning it back over to the defense. They're not going to scramble for 5, 6, maybe 20, maybe 30, maybe 40 yards. And putting pressure on the defense of the opposing team. And that's what Russell Wilson can do. So he adds an extra element to that offense when he's on the field. And you got to pay a man for that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's like he has the skill set a little bit of Michael Vick. He doesn't necessarily have the arm that I've seen.
Right.
But he has his decision-making is better than Vick. And he can make plays like Vick was able to make plays. So that to me,
and he doesn't take shots either. He doesn't take those hits. He doesn't take those hits.
Nah.
He gets down or he gets
decision
out of
bounds. Making. Decision
no
making.
Question. And I want to the person who tweeted that to us, and I'm pretty sure they're listening. Let's go back to the NFC Championship game when Green Bay was down. Remember who made the throws and made that pretty throw in overtime to lead them to a score? It was Russell Wilson. So I think it doesn't necessarily quantify or necessarily show up in the stat sheet where he's got an Andrew Luck type game where he throws for 400 yards and 3 touchdowns and no picks. Honestly, and shout out to Q because he tweeted this, you know, with the addition of Jimmy Graham and some of these other guys, you know, he has more offensive weapons. So I think you're going to see him develop even more and you may see more 300-yard games. And Marshawn Lynch is another year older. I mean, he's still beast mode, but I'm pretty sure that Pete Carroll is going to do what he can to kind of save him up for the back half of the season. So I think eventually what happens is that you will see a more refined Russell Wilson. I mean, he's not a bum. Don't get it twisted. If he throws for 250 yards, a touchdown, no picks, and he goes, I don't know, 17 for 21, that's a good day. That's a damn good day. And ultimately, Russell Wilson wants to win. And I don't think you can necessarily quantify that. And let's just keep it real, man. I mean, they were one bad decision from this guy being a back-to-back Super Bowl quarterback and champion. I mean, so you got to pay him his money. You got to pay him his money. And I'm glad that he got his money. I don't buy into that future stuff. I think that's ludicrous, first and foremost. But that's another story for another day. Russell Wilson, congrats on getting your paper.